To accommodate uncertainty in the vertical displacement of the first screen, S1 requires an averaging over all of its possible positions. This leads to interference somewhere between the extremes of total constructive and total destructive interference, resulting in a washed-out pattern on the photographic plate. Controlling the transfer of momentum from the particle to the first screen allows the trajectory of the particle through a slit in the second screen to be tracked. However, it destroys the interference pattern, argued Bohr. He concluded that Einstein's suggested control of momentum transfer would involve a latitude in the knowledge of the position of the diaphragm, S1, which would exclude the appearance of the interference phenomena in question. Bohr had not only defended the uncertainty principle, but also the belief that the wave and particle aspects of a microphysical object cannot both appear in a single experiment, imaginary or not. Bohr's rebuttal rested on the assumption that controlling and measuring the momentum transferred to S1 accurately enough to determine the particle's direction afterwards results in an uncertainty in the position of S1. The reason for this, Bohr explained, lay in reading the scale on S1. To do so, it has to be illuminated, and that requires the scattering of photons from the screen and results in an uncontrollable transfer of momentum. This impedes the precise measurement of the momentum transferred from the particle to the screen as it passes through the slit. The only way to eliminate the impact of the photon is by not illuminating the scale at all, making it impossible to read. Bohr had resorted to employing the same concept of disturbance that he had earlier criticized Heisenberg for using as an explanation of the origin of uncertainty in the microscope thought experiment. There was another curious phenomenon associated with the two-slit experiment. If one of the two slits has a shutter that is closed, then the interference pattern disappears. Interference occurs only when both slits are open at the same time, but how was that possible? A particle can go through only one slit. How did the particle know that the other slit was open or closed? Bohr had a ready answer. There was no such thing as a particle with a well-defined path. It was this lack of a definite trajectory that was behind the appearance of an interference pattern, even though it was particles, one at a time, which had passed through the two-slit setup and not waves. This quantum fuzziness enables a particle to sample a variety of possible paths, and so it knows if one of the slits is open or closed. Whether it is open or not affects the particle's future path.